The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth, or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And if you're listening to us, it is 8 a.m. and it is July 3rd, almost Independence Day. Unfortunately, we're not quite independent. What do you think, guys?
It's Independence Day minus one.
Well, good morning, listeners. Good morning, everybody. Tom Lewis. Here is what I think. I think, to me, it's really the way I see this holiday. It is dependence holiday.
Interdependent.
No, seriously, think about that.
I try not to. They make me sick.
That's how much we have become dependent. I mean, dependent on government, on
absolutely
subsidies, on bankers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We have over 90 million people get some kind of subsidies, from either the federal, state, or the local government. You know, it could be, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, housing, Section 8, et cetera, et cetera.
So, Sergey, just by design.
Sergey, are you part of the entitlement program situation?
Me, no.
I've chosen not to be, even though I'm extremely poor now since I've given up all my income sources. Matter of fact, I didn't apply for unemployment, which I probably should have done since I paid that in. But
yeah, I want to tell one interesting story actually related. I will tell you why it's related to the Independence Day. We still call it Independence Day because that was a good original intent to become independent, not dependent or interdependent from anybody or anything. There was one policeman in Independence, Missouri, I don't know if you heard that story, shot in the head of statue of alligator. He
shot in the head of, from a, what did you say, alligator? What?
Yes.
An alligator shot him in the head?
Yes.
That's what I heard,
he
too.
Thought, no, he thought that was a real alligator, but it wasn't. It was just statue, like from the stone.
Well, he shot an alligator in the head?
Yes, yes. So That
now
was unbelievable.
It makes so much sense, Sergey.
Well, I think Louise and I have both heard that the alligator had shot the police officer.
No. I'm sorry.
I misheard it.
No. So he had complained. Well, local police department in Independence had a complaint from local neighbors, and that complaint started actually from the children. They saw alligator, they passed to the parents, and one of the parents actually made a complaint about that. So instead of knocking the owners of that property, instead of knocking the door, you know, and ask about that situation, what's going on, we hear a complaint, et cetera, so what happens, he, without doing that, he just entered the owner's property, went into that part where the alligator stayed, and started, you know, kind of to target alligator.
Okay, you're going to have to hold it there, Sergey. I don't know if you can hear the music. We'll be back in three.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
And that was for me, right? I'm the only face on this bed.
Yeah, that of the alligator.
Well,
oh, stop it.
I think that was an honor.
We
could call the alligator Bin Laden because they killed the alligator again.
Well,
that was
for the fact
we nice
don't...
Be, you know, it's almost my birthday. All you have to do is say, yeah, Louise, you're a lady. You can lie. Go ahead.
You're a lady. It was in honor of you and the alligator, the Bin Laden alligator.
Don't start.
Is that your birthday today, Louise?
Happy birthday. Are you an independent child, or what are you saying, Louise?
Really? Well, happy birthday, Louise.
A while before to go. Unfortunately, how sad it is. I just happen to have the same birthday as a certain person who sits in the White House.
You have the same birthday as a certain person that what?
Sits in the White House.
Oh.
I hope not the Geithner.
The BS guy?
No, the president.
Well, that's his name.
No.
Barry Sartoro's BS.
Oh, teach me.
No, Luis, his birthday is August the 4th.
So is mine.
Oh, okay.
So a month away.
So it's just, whoa.
I was
too early to tell. Okay, we'll do it next time, okay?
Okay, I think the listeners might be interested in hearing the conclusion to the...
Right. So going back to alligator, the report doesn't say actually it was male or female. It was just statue, stone statue of alligator. So it didn't say that. So anyway, the police department took it seriously. So instead of asking the owner about the alligator, what's going on over there. So they decided to send somebody, one police officer to trespass his property, getting into his property, getting close to alligator, and just shoot right in the head. Because that police officer had an impression it was live alligator. He didn't know it was just a statue of alligator. So...
The takeaway from me from all this stuff is not necessarily the alligator story, but the situation where the cops don't follow the rule of law at all.
Right.
Taking matters in their own hands.
It was funny from one side, from another side. Depends how you look at it. To me, I just laughed when I heard, but then I said, whoa, wait a minute. He just violated the Fourth Amendment, you know.
We have an amendment more.
So what type of training did he get? I mean, the message is, I can't come in at any backyard or any property and do whatever I want because we have a complaint. No, it shouldn't work that way. So the reason I wanted to tell that story because it's directly related to the Independence Day when the Constitution was written.
And Sergey, compliment to what you were saying a while ago is actually May 1st, May Day, is Communist Day, so that should be...
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me about...
So that's,
I know
the opposite of...
about that.
You know what I'm saying?
May 1st, yes, is actually International Labor Day.
So we need to keep our Independent Day separate from that Dependent Day. Keep May 1st Dependent Day and ours Independent Day, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, it should have been Independence Day, really. You know, but bankers won, as we know it, you know. And one thing I want to just tell listeners, you know, if you have an ability or if you're capable to become at least less dependent, you know, start it from tomorrow, and clock will tick in from now on. Become less dependent or completely independent. If it's possible for some people, somehow they can do it. That's the way to go because we shouldn't be dependent on bankers. You know, we should be become more self-sufficient, sustain ourselves without being dependent on the government, on the bankers.
Yeah, we shouldn't be dependent upon food coming in from China or Mexico or wherever. We should be at the very minimum dealing with local producers and best case, producing your own food, and that's what everybody should be taking steps towards every day.
Right.
But also, I'd say that it'd be good for people to be dependent and helping each other to accomplish that. So I think you mean you want independence from government. But I think people need to work together, because in communities or what have you, to just I'm not going to be able to do everything myself, and the next guy's not going to be able to do it all himself. So if we form a kind of an alliance, we could do it better.
We can certainly do it better, and then also there is a desired output to be able to do everything. You can't do everything, but if you have the knowledge and the ability to do things, then you can do it in a pinch. So that is the key to trying to get your hands involved with just about every aspect of being self-sufficient, and then, as you indicated, working with your neighbors and community to try to help each other survive what the bad guys are throwing at us. That's the only answer, isn't it, Lou?
I'm saying absolutely.
Right.
Now,
would you like to hear the very end of that story?
Okay.
So the police department actually apologized for what happened to the owner. So they decided to compensate for lost alligator head. So currently, the owner of the property and alligator looking at the head replacement.
God.
This is just unbelievable.
That's probably enough.
What's worse is, let me see here. Are you trying to say that a statue of an alligator has bit the bum of the police department?
No, statue is still on the owner's property, but the head was destroyed.
Sergey?
A little bit of a joke there.
It was a joke. It was a joke, Sergey.
Hey, Louise, do you want to
cover this? Not April 1st, full day, okay?
You know, I'm a full day all the time, but let's talk about one thing. How many people have noticed drilling on the Missouri River? I wish anybody who has seen it or knows of somebody who has seen it, call in. We do have what I think will be a situation coming up now on the 7th, the possibility of what they call an inner inland tsunami from the waterworks. We believe that some of the peoples who are supposed to be protecting us may be actually making a chain reaction on the Missouri River from the waters, utilizing digging to means of conventional drilling and sonic drilling. And if anyone's seen that, I would like anyone to give a call in on that. Give us the call-in number real quick.
The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I think part of what you indicated in an offline conversation is they're going to be drilling in and trying to flood some of these fault lines, maybe lubricate them a little bit, or maybe making
correct.
Put more
pressure. But the original statement was made that they were going to try and reach underground fissures or sheer caverns, okay, to allow fluid or water to go into the underground caverns.
The premise was to alleviate the flooding, to get rid of some of the water up here and put it underneath in these caverns. But that's in theory what they're covering this operation, the umbrella underneath that. You know, there's always a good reason they're saying they're doing stuff, isn't there, Lou?
Correct. But they're utilizing sonic capabilities, which has nothing to do with regular drilling. Sonic capabilities will cause vibration. Vibration speeding up the waters, causing a tsunami effect. Now, they're doing that in Nebraska, they're doing it in Missouri, and they're doing it in Arkansas. So, you know, if anyone's seen that directly, or seen anyone, any sets of, whether it's the Army Corps of Engineers or others, near any chain of the river, I'd like to hear about it. Because I do understand that they are actively pursuing that from a very, very good and reliable source, very close and dear to the other guy with the same birthday that I have.
Without giving too much detail, it sounds like there's a conflict going on within the government and the shadow government about what their agenda is, and there's elements of the government that's trying to stop this from happening, and there's obviously shadow government or the bad guys or the government are actually wanting to possibly trigger either New Madrid or other earthquakes.
One more thing. For people who are farmers, or what they call it, or wood be farmers or you live in the country, the current law, if it stands, the law of the land is if you move a cow, a deer, a dog, an elephant, anything that is considered an animal to anywhere that crosses the path of such as a someone who will buy it, lease it, borrow it.
Any kind of commerce.
That's right. It becomes now a commerce road owned by the federal government.
So now,
even if it's your backyard.
What about actually farm implements and equipment? The same situation?
Same thing.
So not just livestock, then, just any kind of farm related equipment or livestock.
Correct.
And we touched upon
if
this.
You passed it. Okay, we got music coming on, but I want to start that up real quick before we come back. When we come back, and then we'll get on to preparing for the rest of it.
Luis, what about
we'll be right back?
What about moving a stone statue alligator?
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Over again.
What's that?
The amazing work of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Gotta love Stevie.
Everybody loves Stevie Ray Vaughan. Except possibly Bin Laden. Mm-hmm. Or the alligator.
The headless alligator, Bin Laden.
Well, there's no vibration between the ears, you know. Anyhow, I wanted to basically to do two things. One is to get as many people checking out the Missouri River, keeping watch, looking, and taking pictures. If you see it, take a picture of it. Get it to us right away, immediately, if not sooner. If we get a picture of it, we can make it a very big, big, big public event.
You know, so Go ahead. I had the same thoughts, a little bit different angle, and I've said this on the show a few times, not every show, but we need everybody listen. We have such a large audience between RBN and the other Patriot networks. We need to get people more involved in the game. We have people that know what's going on. We have people that have relatives that are working these agendas, and we need them to influence their family members, their loved ones, themselves. You know, we need to start taking action, not only exposing the plans of the bad guys, but actually interrupting their plans. No, it's just ridiculous. These floodings of nuclear power plants that are allowed to happen, the fires that are nearly taking over at Los Alamos, there's no reason for this stuff to be happening. All this stuff can be averted, and we need good people to start standing up and telling people, hey, you're involved with this. What are you guys thinking? You know, let's start changing course here. You quit listening to these maniacs. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We need to be more proactive as a group, and we need to start influencing and taking action, because this is just stupid. They're really
good. You know, there are too many people with cameras. Let's just say this one. There's too many people with cameras. If you can take a picture, okay, remember all the adage, take a picture, it lasts longer. Well, it does. So take a picture. If you see what you think is kind of unusual activity from a government source, snap a picture. If you see it from a non-government source, snap a picture. Okay, get them to us. Let's see what it is. If it turns out that you capture one of our government sources doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, we can make a big, big public stink that can at least slow them down. I'm not going to say it's going to end them, because they'll find another means to do what they're doing, but they've got to go around the long haul to do so. If you put enough roadblocks in there, it slows down their project long enough to hopefully we can make a real big change and maybe stop it. But you first have to slow it down. That's just how government is. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I do. I carry a digital camera with me whenever I go, you know, just in case. And it's easy. Everyone, you know, has it, and they can do the same.
Between all the networks of the truth, man, there's so many truth networks out there. There's probably about five or six big truth networks that are reaching a lot of people. And we have to, as a group, have to have a lot of influence. We're just not flexing our muscles and using that influence. And it's time to step up.
Well, you know, one problem with it is that, to be honest with you, Patriot networks sometimes, our Patriot networks, so to speak, end up following false signals. You know what I mean? We get behind, I keep calling them echoes because, you know, they do the same thing over and over again, and they make a mistake the same way over and over again. You should be learning from mistakes. The whole point of making a mistake is everybody makes them, and then you find out you made a mistake, and you go a different direction. But we don't seem to be doing that. We keep repeating the same pattern. And I'm going to say it openly so every patriot can hear me on the air. The push again to put in Ron Paul as president is a mistake.
Why?
Okay. It's a mistake because a certain young man, he was a little elderly, told me specifically that he and others cannot do anything to help states with state banks because the powers that be that would help them get elected would not have it. If they cannot make those changes, then they shouldn't even try and have the bully pulpit, should they?
Luis, as far as I know, he tries to change monetary system going back to constitution and standards.
Have you heard from Dr. Paul anything on state bank?
No, because he worked not on the state. He worked on the federal level. But I don't think he would be against it.
He's made statements on marijuana use. He's made statements in states on what states should be doing and federal government should be doing. And how the state should opt out of this, this, that, whatever.
Okay, Louis.
The question comes down to, the question comes down to, how about Rand Paul? And I was very actively helping in that campaign.
Yes,
how about Rand Paul?
And I say, kind of in between you two, is what I feel is both of those guys should be running for state governor if they truly understand our situation. And
that's what I said.
And the solutions, both of those.
He would be free. He would be free from the chains of the idiots in Washington.
Yep. Back in 3 minutes. Please support RBN. Call the number 800-313-9443. And we have Pam coming up in a little bit as soon as we're done with the news.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Patriot Act took our liberties.
Яблони и груши поплыли туманы над рекой.
Выходи, манатри, Катюша, на высокий берег над трусой.
Have we been invaded by the Russians?
Wow, what
was that? Wonderful, Watergate. Watergate was wonderful.
Wow. In honor of the communist state.
This show has been hijacked by Russians. Be careful, listeners.
Oh, my God.
I have to say one thing before we go. And Sergey, this is a comment. Please do not give a long discussion on it. It's a comment. The comment is, no matter who you put in Washington, I don't care who it is, they're not going to make one iota bit of change because the Pentagon owns that seat.
We need to make
you're
DC.
Not going to make...
We need to make D.C. Hmm? Irrelevant. No matter who you plop in that throne up there, we need to say,
I would like everyone to look at every candidate running for office. Go back and check paying the bill after you get past of all the lobbyists who own every seat. Go on a little further and you'll notice a bunch of people from the Pentagon. If the Pentagon is backing them, why? And that's the point.
It's Eisenhower's military-industrial complex, isn't it?
Well, I have heard about the Pentagon is backing Ron Paul.
Here's one for you, Sergey. We need to take care of our states. We need to have Pam Stegner and other people to help us get ready for what we need to get ready for. We need Lou and anyone else like that to help us to get communications set. We need to do those things, and we need to protect our state capital. Get about it.
I agree.
State
Bank,
get it up. Get our financial house in order to start preparing for our own money sources in the states. We have sound money legislation. We already have it already available in the states to get that active. Community dollars. Get gold, silver, coinage that is done from our communities now. In our communities.
Well, isn't
start
the Constitution...
taking back ourselves now, and our liberty guys should stop chasing Washington. Forget it. They're not going to help you one iota.
If the Ron Paul Revolution would have set some specific targets, such as state-run banks and stuff like that, we could have accomplished a tremendous amount due to that, but we kind of just flip-flopped and just died out, and now we're just starting.
No, actually, Rand Paul and Dr. Paul have made the statement, Rand Paul specifically, that he is not for state banking. Okay?
Okay. Isn't the Constitution say that no state should coin money?
No. We're supposed to coin our own.
Not at the state level.
U.S. government.
Money dollars are supposed to be done through there, but coinage was the state's obligation.
I'm not sure about that. I think the Congress was allocated to actually coin U.S. currency.
U.S. currency, not coinage.
Well, okay, let me say this. Imagine, okay, everything done on all states, all 50 states at the state level. Every state introduced their state bank, and they started to coin money, et cetera.
Only for a state's use. Uh-huh.
So we're going to have a big mess.
No.
Yes. Let's say we will have like 50 different currencies in every state. Or maybe 50 states would be mutually agreed to have one currency minted in every state. Every 50 states.
I have a question.
Okay, then federal government wouldn't have a choice not just to accept that as on the federal level.
Do you have a Visa card? Do you have a Visa? Do you have a MasterCard?
No.
Do you have a American Express card, Diners Club?
No.
Well, that's more than one type of currency. Okay, we do that all the time. More importantly, we need to be taking care of our proverbial house here. And is Pam on? I think we need to take care of that proverbial house.
Yeah, we're going to have Pam Stegner come on in just a few minutes. She wasn't feeling all that great this morning, so she wanted us to go ahead and cover our news and whatever our breaking issues.
Well, here's the news. I think we need more Pam Stegners. I think we need to check make sure that we have a communications base in, a food base in, a technologies base in. There are things that we need as a group that we need to have. And president isn't the one of them, because they're all going to do the exact same thing. If you've not noticed that everything coming out of Democrats, Republicans, that go into any seat in Washington, end up voting the exact same way. Go check. Go look.
Well, but somebody will be in an office. Well, it's better, to me, it's better to be Ron Paul than anybody else.
So. And I think what Lou is indicating
is... But if it takes you away from your goal,
It's somewhat of a distraction. And then personally,
well, this is not distraction. That's not the way I see it. But we still need to take care of our business at the state level, and I agree with that.
And what I kind of split the gap once again is the Red Pile Revolution woke a lot of people up and brought a lot of people into our movement. We just need to focus them and work on the state and local level now. And once again, he's going to bring more people into the fight, so I can't say it's a total waste of time, but it's not shouldn't be your exclusive focus. And that's kind of...
Well, okay, if we split that way, then Obama will be reelected on the second term. That's what you want? Okay.
It's probably going to be Obama or Rick Perry, whoever the global elite won at the last minute to further their agenda along. So whether you...
Yeah.
You just tell the Patriots, okay, do not support Ron Paul because the Pentagon stay behind that, which I haven't heard it. So what the Patriots should do?
That's okay to mind everybody else, too.
Well, they will be split, so it will be no unification, you know, and they'll be, well, you're laughing, but that's a true fact. I mean,
you guys can have this discussion offline. You can see already what's happening to the Patriot movement. It's a divisive, just like this situation, and it's just killing us because we can't agree on stuff and move on, you know.
Well, we have our own opinion, though.
We have Pam on the line, and let's start talking about preparing ourselves. No matter what, we need to do that.
Yeah, part of the reason
Pam,
I want to
are you there?
Hi, Louise. Hi, Tom.
Hi, dear.
And this is Pam.
I don't know the other guy's name, but hi.
Sergey.
Hi.
And this
is Sergey.
Pam Stegner. Her website is preparednessnow.com, and she's been in the preparedness business, preparedness lifestyle for quite some time. Is that not correct, Pam?
Yes. I've been doing preparedness, my radio show, for, I don't know, since 98. I've been doing preparednessnow.com.
And one of the things you did, I guess, probably a year or two ago, you actually gave a series of broadcasts, and they're available on CD, if I'm not mistaken, on living without doctors and nurses, being basically your own health provider in cases of civil breakdown, disruption, whatever. You know, there's always a need to know how to take care of oneself, especially when it comes to trauma and just general health.
Well, actually, I think that series you're thinking about is a series I did on setting up a nursing station,
right,
on a front line, like a battle front, and how to hide it, like in guerrilla warfare, how to grow your own food and the whole thing.
Exactly. Hygiene, dental care, nursing, birthing, everything. You just covered a wide range of topics there, and it was very good. I very much got a lot of information from
it. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And up on my website, on the links page, there's two free books, When There's No Doctor and When There's No Dentist, and it's free. People can go download those free.
And the other thing that I like on your website is you actually have a preparedness quiz, and people can get a little bit more in tune with how prepared they are and where they think they're at in this it's kind of an uphill battle. You know, it's not an easy thing to be prepared for whatever may happen, but your quiz is a great asset as well.
Well, thank you. And that quiz is a really good way to benchmark yourself for anyone, where if you're like an expert survivalist or just starting, it gives you a way to benchmark exactly where you're at. There's no right or wrong answers on the quiz. It's not for me, it's for you or the listener. And there, you just go there and take that test, copy it off. I like to copy it off. And I think people ought to take it like every 6 months. And that's also a way to encourage yourself, because a lot of times we're doing stuff, but we don't feel like it. And then while we go back and look, and oh, yeah, we made headway. So that's a really good way to start. And that's where I like to tell people to start, is go take that quiz. And you know, Tom, even though we're like in the Patriot Movement, and we've been here a long time, you know, we call it the Patriot Movement. I don't know what it is, but, you know, it's people who are awake, I guess, better way to say it. And a lot of times, you know, I think we're like hearers of the word and not doers. And I think still a lot of people have not even taken those first steps to prepare.
Yeah,
and they're like, what?
I suspect you're correct, and I hope we're both wrong, but I suspect you're correct. I think a lot of people are just waiting to see, and people are just focusing on the train wreck that's happening every day around us and not looking towards solutions. And now we know we're going to have issues. We know we've got one problem after another. Now, what do we do about it? That's my next question is, what do we do?
Here is a point. Okay, if we are not able to be prepared, when the situation happens, you can forget your movement. Your movement's gone. Mm-hmm. So if everybody is ready and prepared for what's coming, be able to help those around you to make sure they survive, the more of us who do well and survive together, the better. One guy alone is going to have a hard time by itself.
And if you're not healthy and robust and then relying upon the corporate interest drugs, you know, their medical industry for your liveliness, then you're really in trouble. So you need to become as healthy as possible. And guess what? When you're out gardening and getting exercise and digging in the soil and becoming more grounded, literally, to earth, you're going to be healthier. You're going to be in better shape. And it's just domino
effect.
Unless
you're radiated. Then you glow in the dark.
And actually, that's part of the topic this morning. That's part of what we want to get into. Hey, Pam, we have a couple callers online, and they may or may not be calling about the situation or the previous bickering, but let's bring our callers up so they're not holding on. So, Lee in Georgia, what do you have for us this morning? Might take a second. Okay, we might have to shuffle some phone lines and bring Lee up in just a minute. So, but Lee and Tom, we see you both online, and we'll get to you in just a second.
Well, you know, Pam, one thing what I keep saying is the situation we have now, we keep getting the, what do you call it, deferred by government sources or this one or that one. It's really important that we stay focused on what we need to have done. And one is preparing, being ready for what's going to happen. And I myself, everybody in the Patriot Movement knows Ron Paul. So then just vote. Don't chase it. Don't give money to it. Start using your resources here to get things prepared.
Well, and how to use your resources, people say, well, you know, we only have limited resources. And we can't obviously just go out and buy everything we need all at once. That just isn't going to happen unless you're just really well off. And let's face it.
That's
most
right.
Of them aren't. And I have something called, now this is what my radio show is completely built around. I call it the preparedness hierarchy. And it's first things first and right down the list. And it's six general areas. And if you know these six general areas, it's going to give you some guidance of how to prepare. Also, once again, taking that quiz is going to help you to know. So being aware of these two areas is going to help you know how to spend your money. And so you want to do the preparedness hierarchy?
I tell you what, yeah, we're going to do that. Let's get the callers out of the way so they're not holding and get aggravated with us, and then we'll get into that because that's probably a pretty deep subject. If we could bring Lee and Georgie up, we'll bring Lee up real quick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Lee.
First off, the brother who's helping me working on my book, I've been trying to get through to him, find out how he's coming along on the editing. If you're listening, bro, contact me. Let me know how things are going with that so we can get that posted on the Internet.
Your brother across the border in Canada is who you're referring to, I assume.
Yeah, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. And that might be something that if the lady with that website and the radio show and all,
right,
might be something I could send to her, and she might post that on her website too because it's really a fabulous book. At least I think so anyway. But I wanted to, what you guys were talking about earlier on coining money, when there was a little bit of, like, differing of opinion on that. Let's just take this very simple. I believe the Constitution is exactly as you read it. There's no need for interpretation. Section 8, subsection 5, Article 1, Section 8, subsection 5, or paragraph 5, whatever you want to call it, line 5. The first five words of the first paragraph, the Congress shall have the power, applies to everything. Line 5, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Now, that's what Congress has the power to do. But if you go to subsection 10, or if you go to Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, it says no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money. No state shall coin money. which means Congress coins the money, sets the value according to the weights and measures. The states have to abide by that and enforce that nothing but gold and silver coins are legal tender.
And that was one of the few powers that the federal government had that took it, that did the states did not have, and that's something that's...
Wait a minute, but that's in reliance to treaties, not in what they call a coinage by which we can barter and trade, in states only.
Right. But I just wanted to throw that out, and hopefully that...
You're right, you're right. For federal notes and federal money, not for in-state. That's only for commerce.
And by the way, Lee, I've been actually trying to call you because I was wanting to get a status update on your book. So I call your number,
mm-hmm,
and I don't
yes.
get an answer machine or anything.
Well,
so,
I got the first half of it is done. He did an absolutely fabulous job on it. And it's been about 3 weeks since I sent the second half to him, and I've not heard anything from him. So I don't know what's going on yet.
Okay, so but you have my phone number, so you can call me whenever you have any updates on that, because I definitely want to get you back on the air and help you promote that.
I had it somewhere,
yeah.
And I can't for the life of me.
Okay.
Is that what it did?
When you get it going, let us get it up, Blessing Media Group,
and
get it up online.
Lee, why don't you?
It's just a matter of whenever he finishes with the editing and gets it sent back to me so I can put the full package together and put it in a zip file.
Lee, if you don't mind, give your either Skype ID or email address to our board op, and then he can pass it on to me, and then I'll have it. And that way, if I can't reach you through your phone, I'll be able to reach you otherwise. How's that sound?
All right. That'll work.
We appreciate your call, Lee. We'll hope that goes well with you, and we'll get you up as soon as we can.
All right.
And, Tom, after the break, we'll bring you up, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Everybody support Republic Trading Group. You know, exchange some of those Federal Reserve notes. And it's not Congress that's coining that. Obviously, we're well beyond the means and bounds of the Constitution.
Thank
so,
you.
So I don't know if there's any interpretation that makes sense nowadays, because we're so far removed from reality of our Constitution. It's crazy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That song.
I guess the next song I need to sing, because Sergey sang and then Louis sang, so I guess next turn. Next
I time sang with Sergey the last time.
Well, it's your turn now.
Hey, we have a caller, Tom from Brooklyn. Tom, what do you have for us this morning? See if we can bring Tom up.
Tell Sergey to keep his day job. That singing stuff is not going to work.
Hey, I tell you who can sing, though, J.G. from California, man. He sent me an audio thing, and, man, he is a singer.
We have a lot of talented people in our movement. You got an interesting guest today. I just want to throw something out for you guys to think about. With all of the radiation out there and everything, you might want to take control of your life by creating your own food inside your own home, not even outside. There's many bean sprouters and stuff like that on the market, or you can make them yourself. I also grow not only bean sprouts in the house. I have a damp basement, so I grow mushrooms in a kiddie pool and potatoes in garbage bags.
Wow, and I've heard of everything except for the potato deal. Now, how do you do that?
Basically do is you first got to find a non-genetically modified potato. Okay? In other words, if you get it from, say, Walmart, there's a chance that it's been genetically modified using a Monsanto seed so it won't reseed.
Monsanto.
Okay? Once you get a good potato where you know where it comes from, you wait until it almost spoils. In other words, when it starts to grow eyes and flower and everything,
Routing
quarter it up, throw it in a black garbage bag with a shovel load of dirt or scrap paper and stuff like that. Water it, and in a couple of months, you'll have potatoes.
That's interesting. I've never heard anybody do that inside. Do you have to put a grow light over it, or just...
No. They grow in the ground.
Well,
they don't need light. They don't need light.
Well, they do need some light because...
No, they don't need sunlight.
Really? They'll grow
potatoes. I've been doing this for 5 years. There's no sunlight in my basement.
Wow, without potatoes, without the plant on top, it's going to make... They're just small potatoes, or are they pretty good size?
Well, you know... They're potatoes. I mean, they're a little bit smaller than, say, farm potatoes, but they are potatoes.
It's what we call in the country new potatoes. It's the smaller potatoes before it actually forms the bigger ones, which is
And you want to know something? If you were to, you see, I've been